I think it's your second time you've been on the books, been a target for West Bromwich Albion. So you finally get here.
I finally get here, yes. And ironically, probably around about February, March time this year, I came here to the Hawthorns to do a presentation for the LMA. And one of the members in the audience said to me, "So what's your biggest regret in football?" And I said, "Not taking this job." So so I wasn't going to make that mistake again.
The Premier League, as you well know, is probably the most unsympathetic and toughest league in the world. But to step up to be the number one is really uncharted waters for you.
It is, but I'm probably following an awful lot of other people by doing that, because clearly everybody's got to start somewhere, and you know, at some point all of these managers who have been successful in the Premier League would have made that move for the... just going back to David, obviously, you know, he did that. He moved from Preston, where he, you know, the highest he'd been managing was in the Championship, and moved into the Premier League and did an unbelievable job at Everton for 11 years.
What sort of head coach are you? How will Albion be playing? What are you going to bring?
Well, I'm a purist. Not actually deep down, I am a purist. I love the idea of the team dominating possession, controlling the tempo of games, being able to play in an intelligent and flexible and adaptable tactical way. And I've got a real desire for teams that I work with to play in that way. But I'm also a realist. And the fact is, you just mentioned earlier, that it's an extremely challenging and unsympathetic league, and you've got to find a way of winning, and different games will require different ways of winning. There will be games when, quite simply, you won't dominate possession. So how do you win a game when you don't dominate possession? There will be other games when you do, and how do you go and win that? Because I'm sure that the Albion fans would have seen occasions, you know, especially at the Hawthorns, when teams came and said, "Go on then, break us down." So you have to have a strategy. You've got to have a way of playing a style that can break those kind of teams down. There will be other teams who will have come and they will have been very much on the front foot, and it's a counter-attacking type of game. So again, you've got to be adaptable and be able to cope with that.
It's exciting to hear you say that. However, and there is always an however or a but, a lot depends on the quality of players at your disposal, because you've got to make them work, and the better the players, the easier your job becomes.
Of course. And in the end, you know, if you're going to get success, it's about the players, you know. And, you know, all you can do is try and get the very best players in, and you then do the work that you can with them. And there's absolutely no point in trying to ask players to do things that aren't their strengths. You know, the fact is, you've got to try and play on the strengths of each of the individuals, and make sure then that all of those fit together as the best team that you can be. And that's why I said I am a realist. You know, the fact is that if you want to play like Barcelona, then you need to get Barcelona's players.
You forget that.
Yeah, they're probably out of our reach, yeah.
But looking at players that you've got here, we all talk, the media and the fans, we all talk about players, buy players, get players. How much a part of your job is improving players, the players that you've got?
Well, that's a big part of it. And that's something that, you know, I've always been enthusiastic about. Because the fact is that players can always improve. You know, there are always things that they can become better and better at. You know, that's more about improving their strengths than improving their weaknesses, because each player will have certain assets, and if you can make them even better, then you've got a chance of improving the player. There will be work done without a doubt on trying to help individuals to develop, and it doesn't matter whether you're a young player coming through or a player towards the end of your career. There are always things that you can pick up and things that you can do a little bit better.
How important is it for you that you're working with Terry, a football man? Because very often managers and sometimes report to chairman, that you're going to be reporting to a football man?
Well, Terry's got a fantastic reputation in the game. You know, he's someone that I haven't had a lot of contact with Terry over the years, but when I have, he's always been somebody who's come across as being a person with a great knowledge of the game. He's highly respected as a coach himself, and so I'm really looking forward to working with him. I'm looking forward to picking his brains. The two of us often talk about Don Howe. Terry worked very closely with Don, and Don was a huge influence on my career as a coach in the early days, because I think I stalked him for years by going all over the country watching him working, and you know, I'll be really interested to get an even greater insight into him when speaking with Terry.
What do you demand from players?
Hard work, enthusiasm, commitment, professionalism, desire, determination, all of those kind of characteristics. They're here because they've got ability. So what you're looking at is them trying to make the most of that ability. And you know, everybody has a bad game, but everybody can try to do the best that they possibly can. They can still offer something for the team, even though things aren't working out for them at that particular moment.
I've got a feeling, you know, and I've interviewed lots of managers over 30-odd years. You seem pretty excited about this. Are you buzzing?
I am. It's a fantastic opportunity. I'm really, really excited about getting started. And yeah, this is... I can't actually express just how thrilled I am to be given this opportunity and how much I'm looking forward to it.
Fixtures out today as well, of course, now. Yeah. And we can all sit here talking, but when that whistle kicks off, it's a tough old place to be.
It is. And when you look through every single game, you think, that's tough. And there's absolutely...
Stoke particularly here, which is almost half a derby for them.
Yeah. I didn't look at the fixtures this morning thinking, oh, well, there's an easy one. the fact is that there aren't any. It's the Premier League, and you're going to have to play well to win any games in the Premier League. And if you don't win, if you don't play well, the chances are you're not going to win. And so it's extremely unsympathetic, as you mentioned earlier.
Unforgiving as well.
It is, and you can end up on a run where you just can't seem to find a way of winning. But likewise, you can get in runs when you do win and you feel as if you're never going to be beaten. So we've got to try and make sure that we get into that situation, that we have a lot of confidence about us, and that we then generate that and create a winning culture here. And the club have had that. You know, they've had a few really successful seasons since being back in the Premier League, and clearly that's where we want to get to again.
Just finally, just a word about the fans, and I know it was mentioned to you before, but the overwhelming, disappointment. Does that inspire you more? Do you think, right, you know, I'm going to show you, and, you know, does it do that to you?
Well, it certainly makes me feel, well, you know, I really want to prove to you that you know, we can get this right, that we can get the results that we all want. You know, the fact is that, yeah, the fans are obviously incredibly passionate. This was always a place I really enjoyed coming. The atmosphere is terrific here. It was a difficult place to come. You know, I've been with Everton and it was really hard. I've been with Preston and it was really hard. And, you know, the fans play a fantastic part as far as that's concerned. And all I would ask is that they continue to give us that support, and that has got to help the players. You know, there's no doubt that if the fans are behind you when you're on the pitch, then that really helps you to perform at your highest.
In our Radio Collective interview, he had this to say about teaming up with Victor Anachibi again.
First started working with Victor when he was 16 years old, and he came into to the first team squad. And I have a terrific relationship with Victor. And I've seen him going from being a very promising young player to being an established Premier League player.
And he also explained about the interest in Jolyon Lescott?
We're in discussions with Jolyon's agents, and I've had a chat with Jolyon, and he seems to be keen on the idea of us working together again. That's terrific, but of course the deal has to be agreed first of all, and then we'll see what happens from there.